Burma opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says she will run in upcoming by-elections and is confident that democracy will come to the military-dominated country. Suu Kyi was speaking Wednesday by webcast to the Council of Foreign Relations in Washington soon after U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Burma on a groundbreaking visit. Clinton's trip is the first by a U.S. Secretary of State in over 50 years. She will meet senior officials tomorrow before heading to the commercial capital of Yangon, where she'll meet with Suu Kyi. We spoke to Mark Farminer of the Burma Campaign UK about the significance of Clinton's visit.
Hillary Clinton has been asked by President Obama to visit Burma as part of their twin-track strategy on Burma of, on the one hand, maintaining the economic sanctions that are in place because of the human rights abuses in the country, and on the other, stepping up political engagement and dialogue in the hope that that will also encourage reforms in the country. There has now been a few small reforms in the country. There is, you know, flickers of hope, as Obama has called it, and there is potential for change. And so the U.S. is now stepping up the level of its diplomacy in partly to reward the government of Burma for the small changes it has made and partly to sort of increase the pressure on them to keep making changes.
So will this visit be more than simply a photo op for the regime, or is there going to be significant discussions or movement in relations with the government?
Well, it appears that the government of Burma seems to have two goals. One is international legitimacy. They want acceptance by the international community. They don't want to be a pariah state. And they want the economic sanctions lifted. Now, the U.S. has one of the broadest range of targeted economic sanctions, and this is a big goal for the government of Burma to get these lifted. But Congress has introduced many of those sanctions, and they are conditional on certain progress being made, such as the release of all political prisoners. So there will be some very tough behind-the-scenes discussions going on. The U.S. has said very clearly that it wants to see real, practical, irreversible change, an end to ethnic conflict. It wants to see the release of all political prisoners, a genuine dialogue process. And also for the U.S., they're very concerned about the relationship that Burma has with North Korea, the lack of any transparency on that relationship. And there's been a lot of reports of arms deals, possibly even relating to nuclear technology. So there are some issues for the U.S. which are very important and serious. So it will be more than just a photo opportunity. But at the same time, this is a reward for the government of Burma. This is seen as, okay, the U.S. is saying we're not prepared to relax the tough economic sanctions yet because you haven't made enough progress. But by having the Secretary of State visit, this is a big coup for the government of Burma. It's a sign of acceptance. And so this is seen as a reward for them for the changes they've made so far.
Do you expect to see much come out of this trip? Do you expect progress? Or what do you see the government doing to further its agenda after this trip?
Well, there seems to have been quite a lot of behind-the-scenes diplomatic activity going on ahead of this trip. The U.S. has a special envoy on Burma, and he has made two trips recently. You know, they will be going into the detail of with the government of Burma, saying if you want these sanctions lifted, you will have to take this step. And this will be Hillary Clinton will be reinforcing that message, pushing that forward. And you know, there are already rumors that there will be another tranche of political prisoner releases in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I think it's all about keeping these, from the U.S. perspective, they want to keep a steady rolling series of diplomatic initiatives going. They want to see a rolling series of reforms and prisoner releases from the side of the Burmese government to maintain momentum. They don't want this to stall. They think that at last there is some potential for change. They see there's still a lot of obstacles for it, but they're going to keep trying to maintain that momentum with diplomatic initiatives for now. And I think if you saw some much more substantial reforms in Burma, then you would see the U.S. starting to relax some of the economic sanctions as well. But it's still very early days because the U.S. is well aware that, in fact, although there has been some small political reforms affecting a sort of a political and media elite in the capital, overall in Burma, human rights abuses have actually increased, including some very serious abuses against ethnic minority women and girls, where there's been a use of gang rape by the Burmese army, where they've been attacking ethnic minority villages and continuing the conflict that's been going on in those areas.
Do you expect the issue of some of those more serious charges to be brought up publicly or privately?
Well, I think you've seen a toning down in some of the U.S. language, whereas before they were very openly calling for a U.N. Commission of Inquiry into war crimes and crimes against humanity. Now their language is more about accountability, that there has to be accountability. So I think that they've toned down what they're saying because they want to focus on the diplomatic opportunities as they see it at the moment. But they are still talking about accountability, whether they are looking at whether the government of Burma and Aung San Suu Kyi and the democracy movement would negotiate some kind of process of truth or reconciliation or something similar like that would be a domestic-led process. The problem is in Burma's constitution, there is a clause which grants immunity to all of the military and government officials for any crimes they may have committed. So it is very hard to see how there really can be any accountability in Burma. This is going to be a big problem because the democracy movement, on the one hand, is looking at trying to find accommodation and compromise with the government of Burma to try and encourage them to make more reforms. But at the same time, from the ethnic minority people in Burma who have been at the sharp end of some of these horrific crimes that have been going on, there's 150,000 people forced to flee their homes in the past year, which is a double the number in the previous year. So those people are not going to be happy just to see the generals get away with what they've been doing, the slaughter, the rape, the murder, the executions, the burning of villages. They're not going to be happy to see them get away with it. Many of them want to see some kind of justice and accountability. So this will be a big issue down the line if there is further political progress.